There's a new CD out called Independent Study. It was recorded late last year by the Northern Kentucky University Jazz Faculty. And a member of that band is with us, Brian Hogg, who plays saxophone, who's also a professor at NKU. Thanks for being here.
It's great to be here. Thank you.
So this is a good sounding CD. And let me ask about the group. Is this like the first CD for the faculty?
It is the debut recording for the NKU Jazz Faculty.
Okay, now, is it an actual group? I mean, you guys actually, like, go around and play in bars and stuff?
We don't necessarily play in bars. We do performances, at least one performance per semester. Currently, the group is 8 members now, so it's a little difficult to get the schedules together, but at least one concert per semester.
And all the players are faculty members like yourself?
That is correct.
You were also listed on the CD as a co-producer. You want to tell me about your duties with that?
Yes. I'm actually the director of jazz studies at NKU. And myself, Mr. John Zappa, and Dr. Kurt Sander. Kurt Sander is the chair of the music department. So all of us together kind of co-produced the album. In other words, pre-production, and then after the mixing and mastering, we went through it and selected. The process of just having an extra set of ears was mainly my thing. Also, I organized all the solos and who played on what and things like that.
Okay, I'm going to get to that, but I want to ask you, too, why do this project? I mean, when we think of university professors, they're doing all this research, and the big thing is to publish something that gets into an academic journal. So is this the equivalent for the jazz faculty?
We certainly hope so. I mean, one of the great joys of my faculty at NKU is all of the faculty members, their primary source of income is as a professional musician. And I would, of course, be one of those exceptions, being a full-time professor. And John is also a full-time professor. But we're all professional musicians. So students at NKU get real information from real players. So it's only natural that we would take that talent pool and promote them. And actually, the idea came from Kurt Sander, the chair of the department, 2 years ago, approached me about doing one of these things. So we kind of batted it around for a couple of years and then finally did it.
Well, let's talk about one of the tracks. The second one is one of your compositions called Booze Denial, and I should spell booze, B-O-O apostrophe Z, Booze Denial.
Right.
And that's one of yours, and you're playing soprano saxophone on that. One of the other instruments I noticed was a marimba played by Chris Barrett, gave a kind of like a Mideastern vibe on that.
Absolutely. I started writing that piece when I was touring in South Africa, and I was doing a 2-week residency in Bloemfontein. But I was also working with township schools there. Coming from Cape Town, which is on the Atlantic Ocean side of South Africa, and going around to the Indian Ocean side of it, the character of those oceans are completely different. So that's one contributing factor to the give and take in that piece. And secondly, there's some other more personal meanings. It's basically about lost love and that sort of thing, too. So the denial has also to do with that. So that explains it at all. But that combination of things is influenced the instruments. So I have marimba, I have acoustic guitar, then I have electric guitar played by Ted Karras with acoustic bass, and all of these different combinations of sounds hopefully contribute to this combination of things that influence that piece.
Now, when you're writing something like that, you're writing a piece, and you said you've got these other musicians, other faculty members, how do you compose for your strength, your singular strength, and for the other players? How do you determine who gets to solo and who doesn't get to solo on a particular track?
Well, what I did with this CD is I took all of the tunes. Once we decided, we got together for a rehearsal, we went through all the music and started to make some decisions on what we actually wanted to play. And then once I did that, I asked each composer who they wanted to solo or perform on there. Usually, composers are like that. They want, okay, I'm hearing this person's thing on my composition. And then I filled in the spots after it. I believe I was successful in giving everyone the same, at least of the primary instruments, the same number of solos, I hope. Got pretty close. So that was manipulating that. And then in my own compositions, for example, on Woman's Waltz, I told the guys I wasn't going to do this tune unless Bill Jackson played a bass solo on it. So some of those decisions are made by the composer. Some of them are made on who's left. I know when I'm composing, if I have Alyssa, for example, in mind soloing on that, or a trombone soloing on that, or then I'm thinking that, and then I don't really care at that point as long as she plays on it or as long as Chris plays on it, or after that, I don't really care who else solos on it. I'm pretty much satisfied at that point.
Let's talk about another track. The third is called Return, and there's a piano solo in there from Philip Bulkhead, and it sounds almost like McCoy Tyner, very percussive on the piano. And I should mention, too, that was written by the drummer Dan Dorff. Can you talk a little bit about that one?
Boy, that was a really fun chart to play, and Dan's such an incredible drummer, but Dan's also an exceptional pianist that many people may know. He's got some records coming out now of him actually playing piano. Phil Burkhead, though, on piano, our jazz faculty there, is one of those guys that can play any style and sound like that's what he's always done. Not only that tune in particular, but his playing on this album is breathtaking, how he just captures the mood of each composition, like that's all he's ever done.
And then there's another keyboard person involved in this, too. I noticed Kim Pencil, who is now on the faculty of University of Cincinnati. He's recorded a number of albums over the years. He's also involved in this.
He actually did the engineering and the mixing of this record, and I would recommend him for any album in town just because of his ears. We felt like we wanted a fresh set of ears on our music, and someone to hear it from a different perspective or an outside perspective, but also someone who's vested in engineering. I mean, Kim was through the first round nominated for a Grammy. I mean, he's a spectacular recording artist. And to have his ears on this and his input on this project was invaluable.
Well, one thing I noticed, too, on this whole project is that it doesn't sound academic.
It was great. I mean, I didn't really make it necessary for the other faculty members to play this live. In other words, we just do the whole take, and there are some overdub solos. Personally, I chose not to do that. All of my solos are quote-unquote live solos. They were done at the moment. There's no overdubs on my stuff. Other faculty members felt like they wanted to do that. My only request was, is if we're going to overdub solos, that it not sound too academic, too cut and dry. And I really think that's sucked some of the life out of jazz recordings these days, is we have to be so careful to make sure everything is so perfect, it sucks the vitality out of it. So with this album, we were looking to avoid that as much as possible. And again, the primary source of income from a lot of these musicians is they're professional musicians. They make their living playing their instrument and not in the ivory tower. And so that's hopefully why it doesn't sound as academic, is that these cats come in there and they just play because that's all they do.
We're talking with Brian Hogg from the Northern Kentucky University Jazz Faculty. Their CD out is called Independent Study, some brand new music. And where can people get this? Can we download it? Can we buy the physical CD?
Sure. The best way to do it right now is just call the music office and talk to Annette, or she can transfer your call to me when I'm there. We're just trying to get the word out, the music out right now. So just give us a call. I can send them to you or whatever.
Okay. The new CD is called Independent Study. Some really good sound of music on here. You can find all kinds of great musicians on this, including Brian Hogg, who played saxophone on the set. He's with the Northern Kentucky University Jazz Faculty. Thanks very much for being here.
Thank you so much.
And for Around Cincinnati, I'm Frank Johnson.